Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Johto Quorum. The Council has assembled once again, and we are here to tackle only the most important issues, which is, of course, the survival of pocket-based monsters. I'm Six Detmar from Scanline Media.
I'm Alan Ibrahim from Chats, as well as Scanline Media.
And we're joined today by a special guest who is a stranger to me, but a good friend of Alan's. So I'm going to pass this to Alan, who will pass this to our guest, because I wanted to make this as awkward as possible.
Perfect, perfect. Well, I have what is called a best friend, and that best friend is a man known as Magellan.
Me, Marco Rubio. Oh, yeah. Hey. What's up, everybody? It's me, Magellan, from Chats.
I love New York.
I'm a big fan of New York. Big fan of the snow that's happening. I have a snow day tomorrow. I teach, but not tomorrow. It's exciting.
Great. I hear these streets will make you feel brand new.
Mm-hmm. The lights will
inspire you. Because of all the snow?
Yeah. It all adds up. Sense.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Magellan. It's nice to meet you. It's nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
And I hope you like Pokemon or hate Pokemon. Do you hate Pokemon?
No, I love Pokemon. I logged about 250 hours into Heart Gold, so... I'm in the cool crowd.
I mean, if you hated them, that would be useful too, because then we could cut a lot of things.
Oh, there are some individuals that I hate.
Okay, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, we're actually just going to, we're starting on them today.
Oh, so. No.
Yeah.
Wow, we're going to have some fun today. Yeah. So where did we leave off last time, Alan?
Last time we talked about how I definitely don't have a fetish for being swallowed, and I don't want Victory Belt to consume me whole. And we're following up with number 72, Tentacool, known in Japanese as Menokurage. It's a tentacle Pokemon. Tentacle and cool. Menokurage is a combination of Menoko Kataki and Kurage, which is enemy jellyfish.
Oh, cool.
What do we think about Tentacool? Just broad thoughts. This is it's a jellyfish. It serves a purpose. It's kind of cute. It's got that weird, funny mouth thing that's not a mouth. And I want to wear a tentacle as a helmet.
Well, if you did that, apparently it would possess you. So I don't recommend it.
Me saying, I'm down. You just increased my desire for that. This is one of those things where if we're doing this as like, let's decide which, like, let's make an ideal list of Pokemon. Do we need tentacle and its evolution? What purpose does just tentacle serve as a jellyfish Pokemon?
That question's probably going to come up a lot today because we're about to hit that patch of... Or I guess you've been in this patch, but there's so many in Gen 1 that are like, the evolved form is just a grosser, stronger version of the first one.
Yes.
Tentacool's a bad name, right?
But it's cool, though. I mean, like, I don't think it's like a very good play on words or anything, but it says cool right in the name.
Yeah.
And so I guess it has to be good.
I guess you're right. That's actually a really good
I mean, like, if it was named, like, Tenta 69, then we'd just
well,
be like,
be sick
okay,
as
next.
Hell.
Yeah. Takashi 69, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you're saying that this fucking Pokemon's a narc?
Oh, boy, I might be. Six gets all of her news from Desus and Mero, by the way. I just want to...
That's actually true.
In the Pokemon Red and Blue beta, Tentacool was originally known as Jilly.
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
There's such a dumb stereotype that Pokemon got. This is like a really important thing that I want to convey to people with this podcast. Everyone thinks that Pokemon got dumber as it went on and they got less creative. Cool Tentacool. Jilly was almost this dude's name.
Yeah.
And then they were like, no, that's too dumb. How about Cool Tentacool? Tentacool. It doesn't roll off the tongue very well either. What's the shiny even look like? Is this even worth acknowledging? Like, what does it?
It's you know, it's neat. They go like a more of a periwinkle color with like green eyes.
Oh, sure.
There or not eyes, green sacks.
Yeah, what are those like, jewels? What's going
jewels.
On there?
Yeah, they're jewels. They're like jewel bonds. Sorry, I'm sick.
I don't like Tentacool, and I think Tentacool should go away.
Thank you. Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
All right. Fine. All right, fuck. Great, fine. Great. Cut Tentacool.
But Tentacruel, now that is also
now
bad.
This name is clever.
Tentacruel.
He's like
now
a
Kane
mean
I can get into.
Tentacle.
I mean, I must admit, I like being cruel better than I like being cool.
Hmm. That's the eternal question. I think I'm also Shakespeare once wrote.
I'm way better at it.
The bard himself.
Yeah, to tentacool or to tentacruel, that is the question.
Doku kurage, which literally means poison jellyfish, continuing the trend of them getting less creative as they evolve.
Oh, dang.
So look at that and count the number of tentacles. How many tentacles does it have?
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
10? Tenta? No. It looks like more, though.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm counting at least like 14 on this picture on the Bulbapedia.
So 14, is that your guess?
Yeah.
And you're logging 10?
Yeah, sure. John,
or you want to adjust it?
I'll say 1.
You're both wrong. $1. It's 80.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not looking at the number.
The Pokedex says it's 80, so it's 80.
That's not allowed. Yeah, it says it here. It has a total of 80, which can readily extend during hunts to ensnare its prey.
No.
Nope. Nope.
I guess there should be a place for this kind of monster, though, right? Like, there are some Pokemon that are monstrous for a purpose.
Yeah.
No, totally. But if it was... you know what? Actually, I'm scrolling down, and the way the middle tentacle almost looks like an elephant trunk...
Yeah, I was going to say that.
...into...
Yeah.
This blue thing is another tentacle?
No, I think it's like a pincer.
Yeah, it looks like a sharp...
Oh, that's kind of sick, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, if he's got like a billion tentacles and then he's got like two giant fucking pincer claws.
Yes.
That's kind of rad.
So my thing with Tentacruel, and we've like established a fake rule before, which is like no bringing in the anime. I think this is a podcast that doesn't need to have any hard rules. The anime theme song used to feature a Tentacruel knocking down a building.
Yeah, are they that big? How big are they?
No, that's the thing. According to Wikipedia, they're 5'3", which is weird.
Wasn't that the episode where everything was giant, though? Or was that a different episode?
No, you're right. That's correct.
It was Giant World from Mario 3. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Mario 64, Tiny Big World. So in my head, Tentacruel are huge, but... Bop, bop. 5'3" is not that big. 5'3" with 80 tentacles, though, sounds like a mess.
It sounds unpleasant.
I say keep Tentacruel because the black void that is its mouth and face is cool. It's cool and cruel.
Yeah, I vote
keep. Yeah, let's keep Tentacruel. I don't think we need the cool version because Tentacruel is not cool, but Tentacruel is cool.
What a deep irony.
Indeed. Boy, so all right, you want to head into some of the classics. Of cool. Some of the all-timers. Here comes Geodude, which is of course a portmanteau of dude and Geo.
Now this name is good.
Geode dude. Oh, yeah, it kind of works because it's I get it.
I actually like it.
There's something about the design where he's just like a concerned mouth with fists.
Aren't we all?
It is extremely hashtag relatable, for sure.
It reminds me of the level of character design that they had on Fighting Foodons.
Fuck yeah, like, fighting
this guy's
food
just
on.
A dish of rice with fists. It's like that same thing.
Six, you should do Fighting Foodons for Oops All Anime. It's a good show.
Okay, I don't know what it is.
Okay, so it's an anime where they fight with food that has faces and the food fight like martial
arts.
They
like cook a dish and then put a magic thing on the dish that turns it into a little fighting thing.
A bunch of french fries with big fists and like dumb.
Shouldn't you just always do like a really hard food or a really spicy food?
Yes, they often do that. Like omurice is like OP as hell. Mm. And then a bunch of sausages in a boat is another main villain. Anyways, Geodude.
Yeah,
Isitsu Butei, which just means like rock, basically. Stone and throwing stones.
Huh. So these guys suck, right?
This whole evolutionary line?
I'm just saying, like, you go through fucking, like, Mount Moon.
Oh, sure.
And this stupid prick is the bane of your goddamn life.
Yeah, you definitely learn, like, Zubat, Tentacool, Geodude. You learn to hate those little guys.
You really do.
Yeah.
You really do. We kept Zubat because I feel like Zubat's kind of, like, the iconic, like...
annoying Pokemon.
Yeah.
Right. It's the point on the map where you see, like... here there be dragons. If you see a Zubat, you're like, oh shit, I've gone somewhere, dangerous.
Yeah.
But the thing Geodude is just not very creative. It's really basic. It doesn't like serve a purpose other than like it's a poke. It's like a rock with hands.
And we're gonna get some rock Pokemon later on that are a little more interesting, I think.
Just remind me when I say that a rock with hands is dumb when we talk about Conkeldurr, and I'm like, no, but Conkeldurr needs to stay.
Sure, I'll remind you in 3 months.
Any love for the Alolan form? I don't really like it.
I like the eyebrows.
I like if it had just not had the spinies on its head, if it was just the eyebrows,
yeah,
I would talk about keeping it because I do think just a rock with huge eyebrows is kind of fun. Yeah. But no, that I think we can cut Alolan Geodude as well. Yeah.
All right. And shiny is just yellow. It's no good. So this is easy, right? This is going to be... The next couple are going to be easy. Because, like, cut Geodude, cut shiny Geodude. Cut Graveler and Alolan Graveler, right?
Yeah. And well, then, cut Alolan Graveler. Yeah.
And then keep both the golems, right?
Yes. Yes, Magellan, you're correct.
Well, hang on now.
Hold on.
This is what I brought him on for, Six.
Okay, so first off, we are cutting both of the Gravelers.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. There's nothing. Graveler's got nothing going for me. And there are way cooler forearm dudes and way cooler rock dudes, and it's just not. It's not happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
But y'all want... I mean, like, listen, regular Golem, I'm here for it. I really love his pose, where he's just like, surprise, I'm a fucking rock.
Yeah, his little face, little dinosaur face.
It's me, a rock.
Oh, yeah.
I am totally into Graveler. Graveler can totally stay.
No, you're talking about Golem. Yeah.
Yes, excuse me.
Graveler cannot stay. Don't convince me.
Graveler cannot stay. Convince me on Alolan Golem here.
So Alolan Golem is what happens when you have those toys as a kid where you can move the iron filings around.
Yes.
And make a little face on the guy with the, like, make a little mustache. It is that. Those are iron filings, I believe. And they just made a face out of it. And
but what is that thing on its back?
It's like a plug.
It's just got, like, yeah, why?
Because it's near electrical plants. It's being exposed to electricity for a long time. Like, all the Alolan forms have in anime explanations for why they look like that.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, you just put them near electricity and they evolve to have a weird, like, plug that wouldn't actually plug into anything.
No, it's like a cannon plug. Like, it shoots.
What?
I'm just in it for the beard.
I like the idea of the Alolan forms being like, what happens when nature goes wrong? Because you were talking about how Alolan Meowth or Alolan Persian is like what happens when breeding goes wrong. This is like what happens when you, like, try to build power plants next to, you know, mines and untapped territory, is the rocks in the area become electrically charged. And in the case of the Pokemon world, the actual, like, species that are made of rock are taking on some of that electric charge. I also think rock and electric is a very cool combo.
It's only on Bulbapedia says it's the only one with that combination.
That typing, yeah. Hell yeah.
I just name me one other Pokemon that has a beard.
Oh, obviously, dude. Cricketot, Cricketune?
Mega Alakazam.
Oh, damn.
You're right. Pokemon with the best mustache or beard from the Game Facts form. Here we go.
Endeavor.
Jelly Scent. Y'all don't even know Jelly Scent. All right,
well. I didn't know I was going to get away with that one, but all right.
You said Endeavor? The Pokemon Endeavor, yeah.
He does look like Endeavor a little bit. Uh-huh.
And so that's why I'm saying keep it. Jellicent doesn't have a beard. This internet form is wrong.
All right, yeah, we can keep. Yeah, let's keep Alolan Golem. I am still kind of questioning the plug on its back. I still don't. I'm not.
Yeah,
totally
I don't
sold
love
on
the
that
plug.
Shape, but the beard is very.
The beard
good.
And the eyebrows. Let's give it up for the eyebrows.
Y'all, I remembered which Pokemon has the best beard, though. It's not a Golem.
Who is it?
It's Probobass. I sent y'all a picture.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sure. That's more of nose hair than a beard.
Yeah, it really is.
Strictly okay, speaking. Fair enough.
It's also getting a little ahead of ourselves because we've got to talk about number 77, Ponyta.
I love it. I want to protect it. How do you ride on a Ponyta's back?
Why did I say 77? That's No, that's right.
No, that's right. You're right.
I fucked up my numbering on this list. I'll fix it. Okay, good. Keep talking.
Ponyta, also known in Japanese as, get ready for it, Ponyta.
Oh, shit.
Don't. Ponyta is elevated by the fact that it's cute. It's got the word bonita, ponytail, bonita.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how I've always read it. And it has the coolest shiny form in the games.
That shiny form is really sick. It turns into basically like a nightmare, right? With like the ghost flames.
Whoa, yep. I've never seen this before.
Yeah, it's got the coolest shiny.
Scary and cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And then when it evolves, the flames turn like a spooky sort of like bluish gray. It gets, it's very good.
Yeah, but like Ponyta in itself is, it runs on the cute factor. Because like its evolution is like badass, I guess. But Ponyta is like, oh, and I don't know if I would ride a Ponyta. I don't know how big is it? 3'3". That seems a little small for me, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it'd be riding a, you know.
A pony?
Yeah, I guess.
See, my math checks out. Good, good.
Have to catch one of those. You have to play Let's Go, and you have to get, you know, encounter a shiny Ponyta, and you have to get the message, it's huge. And be like, oh, okay, great.
Good to know. Thank God. It says that?
So that it'll, if you, there are ones that are going to be bigger or smaller, so you'll get, it's tiny or it's huge.
Mm. I think we all like Ponyta. I think it's like generally a well-liked, attractive Pokemon. It serves a purpose. It's nice to have horses. We're going to get a ton of really dumb horses later. Just a ton.
I don't know why you say that.
It shoots fire out of its mouth. I think they do acknowledge in the Pokédex how you ride it, though. It's like, if it trusts you, you can stay on its back and it won't burn you alive.
Yeah, I think that's a whole anime episode.
Right.
That establishes that or something.
The red and blue Pokédex says, its hooves are 10 times harder than diamonds. It can trample anything completely flat in no time. That's cool.
Yeah.
And according to Pokémon Stadium, and I don't know if I believe this, but oh my god, capable of jumping over the Eiffel Tower in a single giant leap.
No, thanks.
No.
If it's jumping from like a plane or something. They cheated.
I guess my question with Ponyta is like, Ponyta and Rapidash, are they different enough?
Well, okay. We're definitely keeping Ponyta because, frankly, of the two, Ponyta is cooler.
Sure.
Sure.
Let's talk about Rapidash.
Hmm. What's the Japanese name? It's Gallop. This is my Pokemon, Gallop. Hi, Gallop.
I mean,
it's a unicorn.
It's just the same thing, but it's like the kind of tough version.
Right. So, again, shiny form. Incredibly sick. These gray flames rule.
Yep.
I really don't like that the horn is the same color as its skin.
Yeah, I don't. You barely notice it's a horn in some versions of the sprite.
It's unpleasant.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me think that it's basically like a head penis.
Whoa.
Hmm.
Like, didn't you see that show fucking... What's that stupid show that I hate?
Oh, Head Penis.
Head Penis, yeah. You're thinking of Head Penis.
No, it's an anime. Show. It's an anime that I hate that other people like.
Oh, Head Penis High School. Yeah.
All of
them.
Like you're thinking of all of them?
That's a good one.
When I say it, you're going to be like, oh, yeah.
Head Penis anime that everybody else likes. Danganronpa. No. What is it?
I'm trying to... Give me a second with Google here.
Okay. I truly can't think of it. Wait. Oh, the horse girl anime? No.
No, what?
I don't know. Maybe you
nobody like... likes that. Who? Nobody cares about that
show. Somebody cares about that show. John, there's a girl. There's an anime where all the girls are horses.
Okay.
There's like the boy and he a horn grows out of his forehead and there's the girl with the guitar.
Oh, you're thinking of Fooly Cooly.
Yeah. Fuck that show.
Oh, boy. I know. Uh-oh. I know how everyone feels about Fooly Cooly.
I don't know about this podcast, Quorum buddies.
Anyway, Fooly Cooly ass horn on its head. I don't like it.
To be fair, they do unicorns better late. Way better later. Way better later.
They really do. They really do.
All right. Guess it's not necessary.
But. Do we keep shiny Rapidash? Because the fucking ghost horse is unique and cool?
It's just a good color. That's not good enough. I wish we could.
Okay, fair
but
enough.
But I don't think that's good enough.
Okay, I understand. Is there a ghost horse later? There should be.
Not that I can think of.
You got time to send letters for a Gen 8?
Mudsdale is not a ghost. I Google is wrong. No, there's no ghost horse. Yeah, Gen 8, bring him out. Bring him out. Give me my All ghost right. horse.
Well, let's talk about Slowpoke.
Okay. This is a fun... We're cutting Rapidash, by the way. That's confirmed?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Great, bummer. Mm-hmm. Slowpoke, number 79. In Japanese, known as Yadon, which means... hermit crab with a thick head. Thick-headed hermit crab.
Cool.
Slowpoke's so cute! It's kind of iconic. I love it. It's little teeth. It's got the...
I feel like I want to keep Slowpoke, but I also don't have an argument in favor of Slowpoke.
Yeah. The only word I wrote down is boring.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. I feel about Slowpoke the same exact way I feel about Jigglypuff, where it's like, I really do recognize you. That's it.
You're valid,
yeah,
but...
That's fair.
I don't know.
But in the anime, it's got the... I like the doofy eyes. The thing is, all the things it does, its evolutions also do. So.
Well, it's... I don't like its evolutions. I think that shell's... I don't like that shell. It's creepy. Creepy shell.
Do we really want to cut Slowpoke right now?
No, you keep Slowpoke. I mean, if you like Slowpoke.
Magellan.
Yeah.
Sit down.
All right.
You're already sitting. I'm sitting. But... We gotta do the hard truths on this show. We're here to make Pokemon better, and we gotta do it by pulling weeds out of our garden.
You're right. I can't be
our
apathetic.
Garden has too many plants in it.
You're right. Yeah, I'm against Slowpoke.
We gotta get rid of Slowpoke.
There's no fighting that dog.
I do like that it has the ability Oblivious, but. Not enough.
Also, I guess I have problems with the whole, like, it's a stupid Pokemon. I always think that's a little weird.
Yeah, something about that's not so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Slowpoke, I'm afraid you gotta go.
You're too slow, you know?
I do know. That was a reference to Sonic the Hedgehog.
It was. Who's not slow.
So, let's talk about Slowbro. The Pokedex and everything claims that thing on its tail is a Shellder. That's not what Shellder looks like.
It changes form when it bites the tail. It is a Shellder until it bites it, and then it changes shape.
Also, Mega Slowbro is very upsetting.
That's a nightmare, yeah. So Slowbro, by the way, is a good example of the Tum. Like, classic regular-ass Slowbro has a good Tum.
Nice Tum. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Which is always a huge plus for me. Shiny Slowbro is purple, which is another one of my favorite colors. Although in the new game... No, it's also purple in the new games, yep. Japanese name Yadoran, which means to not dwell on something.
Ooh.
A hermit crab that does not... To not lodge or dwell.
Slowbro has lost the ability to feel pain due to the Shellder's poison.
Whoa.
That is bleak.
Huh.
The interesting thing is you don't get the like continuation of the narrative of Slowbro until the next generation. So for now, Slowbro is the end of the line.
And also, that's it's like they're two different forms. Like we're talking around Slowking, but Slowking isn't the evolution of Slowbro. You'd think that's the natural progression is the parasite moves to the head, but it's just a completely different path, which doesn't.
There
make
are just
any
some
sense.
Slowpokes who become plebes. You know, just sort of roots.
It's a class thing. Either you let something happen to you, or you take charge and put on your head.
Mm. That's how you think class works, there, bud? You think the rich are into it?
Class is a choice. Don't quote me on that. Don't quote me.
Quoting you on it,
please
bro.
Don't tease me. I'm making a goof. I say. Magellan's going to fucking ban me from the internet if I keep referencing the YouTube video Green Lovers, which everybody should at home go look up.
No. It's inappropriate.
Please do me a favor and look that video up later. Thank you. You're welcome. So Slowbro, I say keep Slowbro if we're gonna keep one of the bros.
What if we weren't gonna keep one of the bros though?
But the Tom.
We got some good Tom already.
I like the Tom. And Mega Slowbro's a nightmare. You're right. It's so gross.
Mega Slowbro's definitely out, right?
Mega Slowbro just looks like it's saying help.
Yeah,
just
help. Save me from this hell. Yeah.
It's frowning in the official art. The official art of Slowbro is like, it's a fucking tragedy.
It's just like, you have to think about the fact that every time you Mega Evolve this Pokemon, you temporarily vore it.
Oh, all right. So keep Slowbro. No, keep Mega Slowbro. All right.
Get rid of both.
We're pro feet and pro vore on this podcast. Next up, get rid of Slowbro. Sorry. I can't wait till we get back to Slowking and I can finally take my crown.
Let's talk about Magnemite.
In Japanese, known as Coil. Just Coil.
Inspired. Okay. Yeah, very. Sure.
Okay, so remind me how you both came down on Diglett and Dugtrio.
We kept Diglett and then Alolan Dugtrio because the hair is hilarious.
Yeah. I feel like it's a very similar consideration here. Although
with Magnemite and then Magneton, yeah.
Yeah, although Magneton, I think it's the other way. Like, I think it's cooler to have three than to have one.
Interesting. That's my opinion.
I just love the symmetry of the three looks cool.
Yeah.
But it's hard to understand. Like, I don't understand the three existing without the one existing. Like,
that's a good consideration, actually, yeah.
It's like, is it just three of them just show up? They're just born as three, or?
Oh, you ask a really tough question.
I always liked the role that Magnemite served in the game. Sort of like the way that Zubat is annoying because it spawns so much, and the way that certain Pokemon are annoying just because of something. Magnemite's just annoying because you're not used to things that are so strong to all your attacks. Even though in Gen 1 it was just electric, I think. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Yeah, but then when it comes back later on, it's like, check it out, Steel type. This Pokemon's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, cool.
Which works. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd almost say keep Magnemite, kill Magneton. But then we have to, again, talking about like down the line, Magnezone is a conversation. And
Magnezone is a conversation about how much it sucks. Don't even.
Yeah, Magnezone doesn't look cool.
Wow. Do we hate all of the evolutions they added in Gen 4?
I don't know.
All right. Well, my question, though, is like, does Magnemite, if we get rid of Magneton, does Magnemite evolve into Magnezone? I guess if you're already set on killing, getting rid of both evolutions, then my argument is moot.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I've always thought that Magnemite felt like one of those Pokemon that shouldn't evolve anyway. It's just like unknown, just one of those oddities. Yeah,
that's a great point. That's a great point. I'd say keep Magnemite, kill Magneton.
I guess that's a good way to think about it. Like, if you're looking at Magnemite, never would think, like,
what is that evolving
this,
to?
There needs to be three of these guys. This guy jammed together.
Slurpum together.
Yeah.
Because, right. It has magnets on it and, like, polarity, and that's all cool. But why does that have to be a different Pokemon? Just have multiple Magnemite that, like, hang out and stuff.
Have that be part of its Pokedex entry, which is, like, when multiple of them gather, they glue together and become temporarily stronger or
right.
something.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Great. Getting work done. So keep Magnemite, get rid of Magneton. Let's move on to a real outlandish Pokemon. This one's far-fetched.
I hate. Kamonegi! Wild Duck, Negi, Spring Onion.
Onion Which, duck. By the way, duck with Spring Onion is fucking good.
Yeah? Oh, do you want to cook up Farfetch'd for dinner then?
I don't eat Pokemon as a rule because they don't exist, but if they did, I would eat them.
I'm fascinated by Farfetch'd, not only in its role in the game, which is like you have to trade for it, you'll never find it, but also it's been 20 plus years and they've never even thought about evolving Farfetch'd. Or introducing that Farfetch'd might have an evolution. It's just this little nugget that's like, we're never going to touch Farfetch'd. We're not going to fuck with it. We can keep it with its little leak in the corner. And it's like got the funny eyebrows, the kind of like cartoonish eyebrows. and that's it. It's going to stay over there. We're not going to mess with it. Just let him enjoy his natural habitat.
You're saying that now, but we're going to fucking pick up Gen 8, and there's going to be...
Immediately.
Galar Farfetch'd, and he's going to have a potato.
No shit.
It's going to be Irish. I'm Irish. I can make that joke.
You're allowed to. It's not offensive at all. What do we think about Farfetch'd? Do you like my point, though? Like, the way that it's not...
Yeah. I think there's some... I definitely think there is something charming about how Farfetch'd is just kind of this island. Because so many of the original 151... have had like so much done with them over time, because you want to bring back old fans, you want to bring back their nostalgia. You're like, okay, we're gonna do this spin on the design, we're gonna do this thing with it. And Farfetch'd is just this lone knight who doesn't need your help.
And they lean into the knight stuff because it uses the spring onion as a weapon. It uses it like a sword, mm-hmm. which is baller. I think Farfetch'd is cool as hell. Magellan, what do you think about Farfetch'd?
I just don't really get the name. Just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, what does Farfetch'd mean? What is the etymology of the term Farfetch'd? Like, unlikely.
Just like, but right. How does that relate to his whole deal?
It's pretty unlikely that a bird would pick up an onion and then use it as a sword.
That just seems lazy.
Unlikely and Farfetch'd. Unlikely and unconvincing. Implausible.
I don't know. Here's what I want. Keep Farfetch'd, but let's change the name.
You know, there's no precedent for this, but I think that's valid.
Let's change the name. Onion Duck. Little Onion Man.
Dunyan.
Dunyan Rings.
Dunyan Rings. Leaky.
Leaky.
Leaky Beaky.
Yeah, why isn't it Japanese? Why is it? Yeah, Leaky Leaky. That'll never come up again.
Leaky Beaky.
He's got a Leaky Beaky.
Flicky with the sticky.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure.
All right. If we make one more Tekashi 6ix9ine reference in this podcast, he gets summoned out of jail. So
is that who it is?
Cool. Yeah, it
I
is.
I don't even know that. It's just a thing you say sometimes.
God, thank you for outing understand. Me as a loser. Licky with the sticky.
Let's just rename it Post Malone. I think that'd be good.
Wow. Well.
All right. So we're keeping Farfetch'd and changing the name.
We're keeping Post Malone. Yeah.
All right.
Great.
So I know that there's one we have to get to. I wonder how far that is. How close are we to our we need to talk about this while Magellan's here, Pokemon?
I think we're within range of it.
Okay, great. Because we got to talk about Doduo. It sucks.
In Japanese, it's Dodo.
Unnecessary, right? Because you're about to show me the cool, like, turbo teen version of it.
Yeah, I think we can ditch Doduo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's there are lots of like big birds. I think its cry in the games is really iconic.
That's true. That's true. It is a good sound for sure.
But yeah, no, its evolution's much better and works by itself.
Yeah, Dugtrio as just like the two angry birds with the one kind of like mildly concerned bird is a very good look.
This is what the inside of my brain looks like when I'm having a panic attack. Three faces all yelling in different directions and one in the corner like, this needs to stop. Dodorio, Dodrio. It doesn't have hands. I've always thought it was weird that it doesn't have hands.
Dodrio?
Yeah, but I mean, it has the wings in the back, so it's not like it needs hands.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But it doesn't fly. It's a dodo. It's a flight.
It can learn fly though, can it?
How does it fly? It's...
Let's find out.
There's actually a comic on this very matter, which represents it as its head spinning around like the blades of a helicopter.
Oh, you gotta keep that. What? You must keep that. Yeah, it can learn. It can learn fly.
Yeah.
Okay, we're. Because it can learn fly, we're keeping Doug.
Yeah, specifically that part of the fiction. I can't get enough of that.
That's so silly. That's so silly. And it's got drill beak. It's like its iconic move is that it uses its beak to fucking poke through metal. That's actually really good.
Yeah, it's actually I like this like wingless but still can fly super mean three-headed bird.
Yeah.
Is this the Angry Birds Pokemon?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Basically.
Next, we got Seal.
Aww, I love Seal!
It's a doof. He's a doofy boy.
Pawo! Pawo! Pawu? Onomatopoeia of a seal bark. What? That's a bad Japanese name. I say cut seal, actually.
My take on seal is that there's a cooler seal Pokemon.
Yeah,
later.
Magellan has this fucking... This is his hill to die on.
I love Sveal. I think Sveal is cute.
Magellan thinks Sveal is a cooler version of seal.
I mean, I think seal is not a good version of seal, so I think we can cut seal. Sveal, we'll talk about when we get there.
Wow. I'm being... taking over on my own show. Man, it be your own people sometimes. It be your own people.
It be like that.
Did you like Seal?
Yes, I think Seal's so cute. It's unbearable how cute Seal is.
I mean, everybody likes Kiss My Rose, but do you remember any other songs that Seal made?
Obviously. you know.
All right, we're cutting Seal.
Okay, fine. Crazy? Fly Like an Eagle. No, Fly Like an Eagle is actually a jam.
Fly Like an Eagle. That's a good point. Yeah. Maybe we should keep Seal.
Okay, great. Thanks. No, get rid of Seal.
Okay.
But keep Dugong.
Yeah, let's keep Dugong.
Sure. You gotta have
this
serenity.
Type of Pokemon.
There's an elegance to Dugong. And also, there's, you know, we got, like, Lorelei's. No, it's not Lorelei, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Her Dugong's pretty iconic.
There are not enough good ice types in Gen 1. There's hardly any, in fact. Wait, was ice not even a type? Was it water?
It was a type.
In Gen 1?
They just didn't have a lot.
No, it was a type.
They just didn't use
basically
it
didn't exist.
Yeah. I like Dugong. In Japanese, it's Jugon, which is like, it's Dugong, but corrupted, basically.
Cool.
Because Dugong is a thing. Anyways, I love it. It's got the little horn. It's also cute. It doesn't have the fun tongue, but that's fine. My favorite seal is the one in the anime that gives Ash the water badge and like puts the badge on its tongue. That's my favorite, dude. Seal.
Yeah, you are into four. It's true.
Can you... I'm into what you said?
Nothing.
Okay. Let's move right along before I body slam one of my co-hosts.
Grimer.
Bete Beter.
You know, what does that mean? Sorry.
Beto Beto and Beta Beta, which both means sticky.
No. Sticky Sticky. That's his name?
Yeah, pretty much. Sticky Sticky.
Oh, sure.
So, okay. I'm torn here. Because Muk and Grimer are very similar, and Muk is cooler than Grimer.
What?
But with Grimer, you can make jokes about Grimes.
Oh, the singer,
and
yeah.
That's valuable. Yeah.
That's really valuable. I remember Grimer from the really hard dungeon when you go into the sewers in Pokemon Ranger, which is a game that literally only I played. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, what?
It's good. You like spin start, you draw circles around the Pokemon, and then you catch them.
Oh, man, I love drawing circles.
Exactly.
It's almost like I'm being facetious.
Grimer's important. I mean, there's a couple other, like, toxicity Pokemon, but it's perfect. Like, if you're going to have a sewer mission or sewer level, you're just like, what did I step in? Oh, it's a living thing? That's awful.
But I feel like Muk is the cooler version. I mean, like, Muk has the big hand being like, get out of here.
It's like, no, stop. That's what Muk's hand is saying.
Muk is going for it. In a way. Muk feels like the slime monster in a way where Grimer feels like kind of like a... They tried to make the slime monster cute or something, and they failed, but they tried.
I think Grimer's adorable.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm Grimer!
I think...
I don't know how to explain. What do you think, I'm like drawn to how gross Grimer is.
Yeah.
I'm like... I don't know. I like it.
And its shiny form is like a nuclear green.
Ooh,
and
like,
it's a.
I don't like that one.
What about the Alolan form where it just gets a yellow mouth?
No. I just like this classic Grimer. It's like, it's just a little gooey.
Purple friend.
Gooey friend.
Do you like Grimer better than Muk?
You know, wouldn't it be just a ridiculous move if you kept both?
Yes.
Wouldn't that just be a huge middle finger to all the other evolutions where it's like, well, we can't have Rapidash and Ponyta, but we can have Grimer and Muk.
Yeah, but Rapidash looks different than Ponyta. Muk is just big Grimer with a hand.
And a bad attitude. And I'm here for that bad attitude.
Bad attitude. I'm here for its Alolan form. Alolan Muk is my friend.
I say keep Grimer and keep Alolan Muk.
I like that.
Compromise.
Alolan Muk, it not only supports gay rights, but also looks like the BP oil spill. Not the Boston University oil spill. That's a mistake. The BP oil spill. That's actually what that's based on.
You know, I'm convinced. Okay, we keep Grimer, we keep Alolan Muk.
Nice.
Yeah, Alolan Muk is perfect. Like, here's what happens when you fuck up. It looks beautiful, but it's actually way more toxic and bad. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. And it's dark type. Yeah.
Just like BP.
Sad face.
Oh no, I like corporations. Why are we calling corporations bad?
I can tell you off the podcast. Let's do our next Pokemon.
Shellder.
Also known as Shellder. Shellder's cute. About Shellder, any Pokemon that has a big tongue is okay in my book. Mm. Prove me wrong.
Lick a tongue.
No, you're right. Yeah. Fuck. No, I love Lickitung.
Lickitung's good. I'm backing you up. I'm agreeing with
Thank
you.
Thank you. Yeah, Lickitung. Seal. Shellder. The void of its insides is so creepy. Whenever they have, like, the void, that's always my favorite shit.
I don't know that I find Shellder's design very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're on the beach. You're on the beach just hanging out. And then this thing just, like, hops over to you, and you're like, what is it? And then it just, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, what is that? Blah, blah. Oh, it's Shellder.
What are you trying to convince me right now?
This little shell starts licking your foot when you're at the beach, and you're like, ugh.
I would kill it.
No! You would befriend it and put it in a box.
I don't like people, like, hugging me or shaking my hand. Don't lick my fucking feet.
I'm not. Hold on. Don't.
Especially if you're not a gross, like
cute
pair
friend,
of yeah. eyeballs with a shell and a tongue. If that's all you are, stay the hell away from my feet. Mm. I will kill you.
Once,
I will murder you.
Once again, whomst amongst us is not just a tongue with a shell and eyes and a mouth.
Me.
Okay. Keep Shellder. I mean, if you're gonna cut Magellan, what do you think? Be the mediator here, please.
The thing that I never understood is how Shellder turned into a whole different thing when it bit a Slowpoke.
Right. Right.
It seems like they're giving up on the Shellder design.
Yeah, they don't even have confidence in it.
Spiral Shellder. Crown Shellder.
I don't know, but that tongue though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a saucy little tongue.
Everything
has a tongue. Tongues aren't special. We're about to get to Gastly. You want to talk about tongues.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Gastly's a cooler Shellder because it's a ghost.
It's so true. Yeah.
That's a great point. I'm sorry. You're right. We can cut Shellder.
Okay. Are we keeping or cutting Cloyster? Because there's something about Cloyster's bad attitude. It's just like a bunch of spikes and a shell and then like a grunge.
You're a real
sucker
for the grungy
you.
Ones. You know, for the ones that are just kind of mean. Got this...
Yeah, I feel like a kindred spirit.
I'm into Cloyster.
Cloyster's a real pain in the ass in the Elite Four when Lorelei just hits you with like three ice beams in a row and they all freeze. Mm-hmm. And it's like, ugh. I associate Cloyster with bad luck.
Yeah.
Like misfortune. Like, oh shit, I ran into a Cloyster. I'm in trouble.
Word. You are in trouble because Cloyster's here to stay.
All right, fine. How many of these picks are going to be Alan really wants a Pokemon to stay and then gets shut down by my two friends? How many of them? How many?
Not enough.
Okay, great.
Let's talk about Gastly.
Let's talk about Gastly.
Let's talk about you and me.
Let's talk about all the bad things, more bad things, Gastly. It's really bad.
You know what was like fucking... Gen 2, one of the things that made the strongest impact on me was the first time, because I played Gold and Silver entirely legally on my computer in Japanese before they came out here. And so I very often didn't really understand what was happening because it was in Japanese, and I did not read Japanese. And the first time I was introduced to Gastly's curse ability, where as far as I could tell, it drove a nail into itself and thereby murdered everyone, it was terrifying. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I guess you're right. But curse isn't putting a nail into yourself.
I know, but that's what the graphic is.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell what was happening.
Yeah.
And even without that, Gastly just rules.
Mm. Gastly's got the tongue.
It's interesting because for Geodude, the simplicity of the design was disqualifying. But for Gastly, it's almost good.
I mean, I feel like it's a case of, like, the simplicity of the design. Like, when you don't have much there, what's there has to really speak. Mm-hmm. And with Geodude, it's like, it's a rock. It's got arms. And with Ghastly, it's like, it's this, like, happy gas ghost vampire
sort of
friend.
Devious, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into it.
He's got a lot of big lick energy.
Well, Ghastly's also the lightest Pokemon.
Really?
That makes sense.
It's tied for lightest Pokemon, yep.
Mm-hmm.
With Flabébé, Cosmog, and Kartana.
Mm-hmm.
I love Halo.
Kartana?
I said it first. No, you don't get to say I love Halo. Don't say it. Don't say it, Six. Six, what do you love?
Okay. Everything.
Wow. And Halo. Sometimes you just have to jump ahead of your friends and get their jokes. Yeah, Ghastly stays. The other thing that's great about Ghastly is in some versions of the art, the eyes look really tired. Like it's in college and it's studying for an exam.
Yeah.
And I like that about Ghastly. It doesn't keep that in the evolutions.
What kind of evolutions, Alan?
Oh, you mean like... number 93 Haunter, known in Japanese as Ghost.
Say it. Yes.
It's me, Ghost. 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 Just imagine a Pokemon going, Ghost. Do we like Haunter?
Yeah.
I like Haunter, yeah, what? Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Haunter rules. Haunter's great.
Are we going to keep this whole line? Is that what's going to have to happen?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know. But we might. We
Haunter
might,
actually
Haunter
looks
is...
creepy. I think that's what clinches it for me. Is if I saw a Haunter, I would be afraid of it.
And I really like the fact that the hands aren't attached to the body. I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
It feels like a 2D Zelda like mini boss.
Mm. Yeah, we have to fight shoot the hands a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good point. This is one of the few three-tier evolutionary lines where they're all interesting and distinct.
Well, let's talk about Gengar then. Because we're obviously keeping Haunter.
Yeah.
Yes. In Japanese, Gengar.
Yeah.
One letter off.
I feel very strongly about keeping Gengar. It's my dad's favorite Pokemon, so I got to fight for it. And, you know, I used to play a lot of Pokemon Stadium when I was growing up, and when he's standing there, he does a little dance. It's just funny to me that, like, Haunter turns into this, like, kind of jovial, smiling Cheshire Cat ghost.
Cheshire Cat, that's what I was thinking of when I kept seeing the smile. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Gengar's cool. I like that Gengar... Like, it has physicality now. Like, Ghastly is so light that it's just an orb. And then Haunter is like, well, now it has hands, and that's its identifying feature. And then Gengar is like, no, now I'm a small kid. I'm a dude. I'm 4'11". And I like that physicality because now it can learn punches and kicks, and it's still a goat. It still has ghost typing, and it technically is still poison. And it's a trait evolution that actually, like, changes the Pokemon in a cool way.
Yeah.
Like Machamp.
And apparently you can inhabit people's shadows. That's
Whoa,
sick.
I can do that. That's not weird. That ain't shit.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was going to push a little against Gengar, but you two seem enough into our friend here that I'm not going to fight it.
Worth considering, though. Mega Gengar. No.
Nah.
But the thing is, Mega Gengar just looks like a completely different design. It's like, oh, what if it like it became part of the floor and like slid across the floor, which is creepy, but shiny Mega Gengar is so cool that we might need to keep Mega Gengar just for shiny Mega Gengar.
This like white version?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
And it's a hard decision.
Well, let's make it. That's our job here. We get paid to do this.
I feel like the shiny, like normal Mega Gengar, that design, I'm not a big fan, right? Yep. As we said.
Agreed.
And shiny Mega Gengar doesn't feel very related.
It's
the
so
coloration
different.
Is so different. Uh-huh. Yeah, and the arms becoming the like yeah, I don't know. I have trouble. It feels like an Alolan form almost.
Yeah, it's drastic. Mm-hmm. A lot of the megas are just like, it unleashes the thing that it's already iconic for. And it's like, where did it get that eye? Why are its hands and feet gone and in the ground? Like, what is even Mega Gengar?
Yeah, I say we drop the Mega.
Keep the regular. The idea of a Gengar coming up to me in the middle of the night is so scary that I want to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah, Gengar, big teeth.
All right. Well, number 95 then.
Onyx.
It's a rock snake.
In Japanese, it's Iwark, which means Iwa, which is rock, and snake. Rock snake.
Oh, all right. That's easy.
Simple design. All of the rocks are connected. What are they connected by? Don't ask questions. It's got a big horn. It's Brock's favorite Pokemon. It's got ground typing.
You know who sucks?
Brock.
Yep.
What?
We should probably cut his favorite Pokemon just as a fucking...
Wait, what? We don't like Brock? Well, I guess...
Why would we like Brock?
I guess, yeah, if I were to revisit Brock.
He's just this, like, 30-year-old dude who travels around with a bunch of kids. He's super horny. And, like, he's super horny for a bunch of teenagers and also, you know...
Every woman that with a pulse. Creep. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a creep.
Yeah, you're right.
John, I can't wait until you hear our Kanto City ranking episode. You're gonna have thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Timeline-wise, that hasn't come out yet. Should have. I don't know. It should have come out yet by the time they're listening to this. But anyways.
Right, of course.
Keep Onyx? Kill Onyx? I don't know.
I say cut Onyx.
Yeah?
There's nothing here. It's just a bunch of rocks stuck together. It's just a less interesting version of the fucking, like, pot snake from Kingdom Hearts 1.
The pot snake.
I guess Steelix is a cooler version of this anyway, when you get to Steelix.
That's true.
And I don't like the trading while holding item Pokemon. I think that kind of is lame.
You need a pot centipede?
Yes.
Okay.
Aladdin, help.
Yeah. Aladdin, help! I mean, some of the trade evolutions look cooler, like the item trades. Like Steelix, I think, looks kind of cool, but... also, Onyx is 28 feet tall. That's nightmarish.
Yeah, it's very, very big.
Alan, good segue. Thanks, Alan. Because next up is Drowsy, number 96. We're cutting Onyx, by the way.
Who's also 28 feet tall?
Wow. What's the segue? No, because he's a nightmare Pokemon. Come on.
Oh, nice. Okay, actually, all right. All right.
Thank you. Drowsy, also known as Sleepy. Sleepy. Is that correct?
Look, it's me.
I like that. As a kid, I was like, oh, Drowsy's obviously an elephant, like, duh. And it's like, no, Drowsy's not an elephant. Drowsy's a tapir. That whole, like, Drowsy having pants, that's just poop.
No. What?
That's what tapirs just, like, bathe in their own shit.
No, they don't. What?
Oh, I guess they don't. Okay.
Do they?
I think so. Yeah, they totally do. They're just piggies. They're, like, big piggies with noses.
Oh.
So Drowsy's just covered in poopy. It does the funny dance. It's got the funny cry.
I love that little dance he does.
Yeah, it's like hypnotic. It is hypnotic. It literally is hypnotic.
I like Drowsy. There's an eroticism to Drowsy that I'm
Whoa.
Very fond of.
You were right. This is the horny one, huh?
Uh-huh. I like Drowsy. A shiny Drowsy's pink. Fuck off. We keep Drowsy. Six, what do you think about Drowsy?
Yo, check this out. Check this out.
Yeah.
You ever seen the Mystery Science Theater movie Pod People?
Oh, God.
Oh.
Look, it's Drowsy.
Ugh. God. Ugh. Yucko. I won't allow it. Here's the thing. Shiny Drowsy, fantastic. Drowsy, fantastic. Hypno, straight to the garbage.
Yeah.
Straight to the trash.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that.
Good.
Hypno's not a particularly inspired design.
Hypno has the what is that called?
The washer. Yeah, it's just a washer on a string.
Why is it that so many Pokemon from Gen 1 have, like, props? Where do they get these props?
Right, like when you evolve, does it just show up? It comes out of your head or something?
If I take its prop, does it get angry? Like, if I take Machamp's belt, does it die? I think there is a Pokédex entry about taking Machamp's belt. But, yeah, Hypno is nothing. I mean, what is it even based on? It's clearly based on something.
a hypnosis?
No, harness? Like visually.
Yeah, like the old, like, you know, because like sort of like the old like psychiatric like hypnosis with like the old man with the big old beard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's also pink, though. Its evolution is pink.
Hmm. Nah.
Well, nah. It's hypnos. Hypno's gone.
Nah.
Bye, hypno. In Japanese, you are sleeper.
Sleeper.
Do you want to try to get to 100 at least?
Sure. I mean, well, there's one that we're supposed to get to, right?
Yeah, but that's 111.
Wow.
Yeah, I just realized.
You timed this real badly, Magellan.
111? What do you mean?
111 was the one you said you wanted to fight for at some point?
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Okay.
No, we got to fine. The one that I wanted to get to.
I'm glad. Okay. Well, let's get to at least 100 then, and we'll call it. So we have 98. 98,
let's 90... get to 101 because we're going to be stopping in the middle of an evolution.
Oh, line. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. 98 and 99 should be talked about together. That's Krabby and Kingler.
You just don't need Krabby if you've got a Kingler, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say you don't need Kingler if you got a Krabby.
What? Well, you got Kingler's way cooler. He's got a big claw.
Four feet tall.
But I don't want a cool crab Pokemon. I want Krabby to be this little dork. I think that's great.
Krabby has the best cry in the anime. Actually, second best. Victory Bell has the best. But Krabby's got cookie, cookie. And that's fun.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
it says cookie for some reason. Krabby is crab. Kingler is Kingler. Thanks, Japan. I'm thinking. Keep Krabby or keep Kingler?
I feel like Krabby is like the most iconic, like, you're like, you're walking on the beach, and like, let's say, like, you know, like a shelter shows up, you're like, oh god, that's horrible, that's so gross. Or like, you know, fucking Blastoise shows up, and you're like, oh shit, that guy's gonna fuck me up. But a Krabby shows up, and you're like, just fucking get out of here.
Go
Jesus
away.
Jesus Christ, go away.
All right. I won't fight till the end of the world for Kingler. I just think Kingler looks cooler than Krabby. But we can keep Krabby and cut Kingler.
Kingler is 4 foot three.
All right, never mind then. Not big enough. Cool.
Yeah, if it was like 10 feet, then I would have been into it.
Yeah. If it's still shorter than me, it's not cool.
Are you still committed, Six, to keep Krabby?
Hell yeah.
Okay, fine.
Krabby, not Kingler.
I'm telling you, every time Six makes a decision on a podcast, everyone else is like, well, I guess Six is right. I guess we're all going to be in agreement now.
I mean, I gave you guys fucking Gengar.
That's, you didn't like Gengar? Gengar?
I you guys convinced me. I started against Gengar, and you convinced me. Speaking of Pokemon I'm starting against, number 100 is Voltorb.
Oh, come on. Oh, now.
No, we keep Voltorb. Biriridama?
Here's the thing with Voltorb and Electrode. Electrode ruins everything that's cool about Voltorb.
That's true.
Because Voltorb, his mouthless, ambiguous rage, I love that. It's just so I'm attracted to
Electrode that. Just looks like a pickup artist.
Yeah, he's creepy. He's real creepy.
Electrode has maybe it's just the way this face is drawn, the one that I'm about to send over. That looks like a Yosuke type for Six. Like the side character in the anime who's like always horny, like your fucking friend in the anime.
Yeah, we're definitely cutting Electrode.
who's like, come on, Alan Chan, we gotta go do a thing. And then there's gonna be girls there. And it's like, stop, Electrode, please stop.
I brought swimsuits for the girls.
That's Electrode. No, all right, so keep Voltorb. Voltorb's cool because you're like, I pick it up. I'm like, wow, cool. I got a Pokemon. And it blows up. It's a little violent. The power plant is just a violent place in general for the main character to go in Gen 1. But it's cool.
So it's shiny form. Okay, so there
it's
are.
Blue.
There are, right. So the thing about Voltorb, I guess, is just that it's supposed to look like a Pokeball.
Yep.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Because it's a foot tall?
Well, and also, well, it's because it's a foot tall. That's a good point. Uh-huh. I didn't think about that one. That's a big Pokeball. But also, why would they evolve to look like Pokeballs? That doesn't make any sense. That's like if a mouse evolved to look like a mouse trap. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Because that's how it finds its prey. It tricks you into picking it up.
its prey is humans?
Maybe. Or other Pokemon. Or like,
it doesn't even have a mouth.
Or is it always smiling and the curvature of the ball is its constant smile? No. It's not that. Voltorb is extremely sensitive. It explodes at the slightest of shocks. Same. It is rumored that it was first created when a Pokeball was exposed to a powerful pulse of energy.
That's easily mistaken for a Pokeball. That's such a dumb concept.
Yeah. It is pretty stupid.
I like it, though, because it's dumb. But, I think that the list, the official list, should have at least one Pokemon that can just explode at any time. That level of chaos, it's important to maintain. Essential.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, I do, like, I think Voltorb should be smaller. I think it should be Pokeball-sized.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah, let's revise it to be small.
Yeah. Okay. The official heights and weights are variable. Like you said, Pokemon come in all different shapes and sizes. They're not all the official height and weight.
All right. Well, we'll keep it and make it Pokeball-sized. I'm into it.
And its Japanese name, Bididama, means, like, the sound of, like, not beeping, but the sound of an electric shock. And then Tama means sphere, so like electric shock sphere, which is cool. I say, yeah, keep Voltorb. Throw Electrode to the trash. Just, nope. Sorry, Electrode.
Yeah, but don't we need a sleazy older brother Pokemon?
There are sleazy. Remember Scrafty? Yeah, there are sleazy older brothers for sharks. It's a landmine. That's the whole point of Electrode, is it's the landmine Pokemon.
Electrode's Heart Gold entry, which I guess is also its, like, gold entry, it is dangerous. If it has too much electricity and nothing to do, it amuses itself by exploding.
That...
Wow. It is dangerous. Good opener.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Was worried about that. All right, so then, yeah, I like this. I like this whole, like, we're now in the phase where everything has an evolution. There's not a lot of singles for a while, so it's worth considering, like, why does this evolve? Does it evolve into something more interesting, or is it just, like, evolving for the sake of it? Which I think, yeah, that's why Electrode exists, is, like, so that Voltorb has an evolution. It does not need one.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Though apparently multiple Electrode appeared as security guards for an electric company's power station. That feels like a conflict of interests.
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk to their supervisor about that.
All right. Well, we went through a good 30 Pokemon today. Yeah, that's a pretty good clip. Actually, more than that, because we forgot there are a couple of Alolan forms in there.
Yep.
So I think 34, in fact. No, 35. 35. There we go. Nice. 35 Pokemon. So... with that knocked out, thank you so much for joining us, Magellan. This was fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'd love to be back when you're, you know, a million years in the future and you're on Gen 2 or whatever.
Sure. Or, I mean, you know, now we're doing episodes. Apparently we decided we didn't have enough of a job in front of us. So now we're doing, like, towns, and maybe we're going to do, like, top Pokeballs, or I don't know what the fuck we'll do.
Yeah,
we'll come up with dumb shit to do, because we're fools. So
that's great.
Is there anything you'd like to plug here in our plug zone?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm on this podcast with a friend of mine from high school where we watch TV. It's called Chats, a Television Podcast. It's my friend Alan.
But
you heard of him?
Who's that?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, that's weird. I know an Alan as well. But probably
Wait,
less cool.
I know an Alan.
So listen to that show. And also, hey, this is the first time I'll get to plug this, actually. New show that I'm doing with my roommate, where he can only get his news from Fox News, and then we talk about what's going on in the world and see if he understands what's going on. It's called What the Fox. So check that out.
Wow. Yeah. That's a very scary premise.
Yeah, he's slowly losing his mind.
It's like Super Size Me, right? Where I've got this interest premise to see what this does to me. Yeah. It will kill me.
Cut to 30 days later. Yeah, you're dead.
Oh, boy. Well, Godspeed to him. Yeah. I'm definitely interested to check that out, as I hope our listeners should be as well. Alan, what about your stuff?
I'm also on a podcast called Chats. Weirdly, same name, same co-host, Magellan.
Weird.
I guess is on
That's
mine.
Such an
well,
odd
you're gonna have to defer to Magellan here. If we're gonna have a like competition between shows, then a guest kind of gets priority, so your show can kind of shove it.
Yeah,
okay, that's
so
fair.
Just listen to my chats and not Alan's chats.
Yeah, that's fair. So then fine. You can listen to me also on The Garnet Wager, which I host with some weirdo named Six, I guess, and then this other weirdo named Nick who sometimes joins us. Mm. We talk about Korean game shows. We're almost done with season one of Crime Scene. So expect some fun mix-up soon. We just put out probably the silliest episode we've ever done. We played an actual play episode. We did Blades in the Dark, and I got to play a toucan girl detective.
I'm trying to figure out if that's the weirdest episode of a podcast I've ever done, and I actually think the answer is no, which is very worrying.
Oh yeah, you've done some weird shit with Dota. That's true.
I really have. So I'm SixDetmar. You can find me on Twitter at SixDetmar. I have a pinned tweet that says all the shows that I do, you should check that out. I don't want to bore you with too many talks.
Too many talks. That's
thumbs up. Until next time, you know? We got more Pokemon coming up. We have an email address now. We do have jotoquorum@gmail.com. You can send in your arguments for why someone should be kept or ditched, or you could argue with something we've already said, or, you know, whatever you got to do. Get it out of your system. We got Alolan Marowak coming up. That's a cool fucking Pokemon.
Yup. To show our hand, Magellan was saying, like, last time him and I hung out in person, we just, like, scrolled through a bunch of Pokemon, and he was like, I got to be on to tell you to cut Rhyhorn.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah.
Even though Rhyhorn's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll just throw my hat in the ring that Rhyhorn is just boring. But
okay, this is valid.
Yeah.
Rhyhorn doesn't have a replacement. They never did another what are those called? What are the actual
rhino.
Animals called?
Rhino?
Rhino? Yeah. They never did another rhino. So, you know, maybe Rhyhorn's essential.
Hmm.
And I think Rhyhorn's great, but we'll get there.
We're actually, we have like two or three more max episodes left before we're through the first 150.
Yeah. Man, I am enjoying going through and breaking the illusion that the original 150 are like perfect and everything after.
They're not. They're
kind
of super boring. There are a lot of boring. Like I'm skimming through Gen 2 and Gen 3, and there's some really exciting friends in here. Generally,
yeah,
just
add to the
like, hey, it's a crab. hey, it's a bee.
The crab got bigger.
It's a bunch of eggs. How about that? You want some eggs?
Oh,
man,
boy.
if Execute evolved into like an omelet, I would be there for it.
Oh yeah, just like some good or like
omurice.
Omurice. That's fighting futons. Okay, so you need to watch.
Yeah, bringing it back. Bringing it back.
Good work. Six, what's our catchphrase on this podcast?
Be good.
No,
sorry,
we
wrong
have
show.
One. I know.
It's yours, though. You get to say it.
It's a game for kids, so let's be adults.
Indeed. Peace out.
Bye.